Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Horizon Bancorp, or HBNC, as it's ticker-coded on the exchange. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you the quick rundown. Horizon Bancorp is a regional bank holding company based in the U.S., operating primarily in the financial services sector with a focus on community banking. They've carved out a solid niche in the industry, offering a range of banking products and services, from loans to deposits, mainly serving customers in the Midwest. With a market cap that reflects a mid-sized player and a workforce dedicated to personalized service, they're not a household name like the big Wall Street giants, but they've got a steady presence in their space. Now, before we dive into the meat of our SWOT analysis, let's touch on some recent vibes around Horizon Bancorp. Performance-wise, the stock has shown mixed results across different timeframes. Over the past month, it's been holding its ground with a modest uptick, though the longer-term view, say, over the past year, shows some volatility compared to the broader financial sector. On the news front, there hasn't been a major headline grabber, but the buzz from their latest earnings call for Q2 2025 is worth noting. They're reporting strong quarterly results and seem optimistic about growth, which could signal some positive momentum. Let's unpack that and more as we break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Horizon Bancorp, keeping your long-term investment goals in mind while sprinkling in some shorter-term trends to keep things spicy. Strengths. First up, Horizon Bancorp's financial performance in the latest quarter is a standout. From the Q2 2025 earnings call, they've posted robust revenue and net income figures, which points to operational efficiency. For a regional bank, this kind of consistency is a big green flag, especially for long-term investors looking for stability in their portfolio. Another feather in their cap is their profitability metrics. Their return on equity and net profit margin are competitive within the industry, showing they're not just bringing in money, but making good use of it. This kind of financial health can weather economic bumps better than some of their peers. They've got a decent dividend yield as well, which is always a sweet spot for income-focused investors. It's not sky-high, but it's a steady payout that can compound nicely over the years if you're playing the long game. Lastly, their focus on community banking gives them a unique edge. Unlike the mega banks, Horizon Bancorp builds tight-knit relationships with local customers, which can translate to loyal client bases and lower customer churn, something that's hard to quantify but invaluable over time. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. Horizon Bancorp isn't without its flaws. One glaring issue is their debt-to-equity ratio, which is on the higher side compared to some industry benchmarks. For a regional bank, carrying too much debt can be a drag, especially if interest rates climb or economic conditions tighten. This is something to keep an eye on for long-term risk. Their stock performance over the past year hasn't exactly set the world on fire. While short-term gains are popping up, the longer-term trend shows they're lagging behind the sector's average growth. This could signal underlying challenges in scaling or competing with bigger players. Also, from a balance sheet perspective, while they've got a decent cash position, their total liabilities are substantial. If there's a sudden need for liquidity or a downturn hits, this could strain their flexibility, a bit of a red flag for cautious investors. Finally, their reliance on a regional footprint, while a strength in terms of customer loyalty, can also be a limitation. They're not as diversified geographically as national banks, which means any localized economic slump could hit them harder than the giants. Hampshire. Opportunities. All right, let's shift gears to the upside potential. One big opportunity for Horizon Bancorp lies in their forward-looking growth outlook, as highlighted in the Q2 2025 earnings call. Management is confident about expanding profitability, which could mean strategic moves like acquisitions or branching into new markets. If they execute well, this could be a game changer for long-term value. The current valuation metrics also suggest there might be room to run. Their forward PE ratio is sitting at a reasonable level compared to industry averages, hinting that the stock isn't overpriced right now. For savvy investors, this could be a window to build a position before any major catalysts kick in. Another area to watch is their free cash flow yield, which looks healthy. This gives them the firepower to reinvest in tech upgrades or digital banking platforms, key areas where regional banks can close the gap with national competitors. If they play their cards right, this could boost efficiency and attract younger customers. Lastly, with the financial sector showing signs of recovery in certain performance metrics, Horizon Bancorp could ride the wave of broader industry tailwinds. If they capitalize on favorable lending conditions or interest rate environments, their loan portfolio could see a nice boost. Threats. On the flip side, there are some storm clouds to consider. The biggest threat is the competitive pressure in the banking sector. Bigger national banks and fintech disruptors are constantly eating into market share with better tech and broader offerings. Horizon Bancorp needs to innovate fast to avoid being left behind. Economic uncertainty is another headwind. With their higher debt levels, any spike in interest rates or a slowdown in the Midwest economy could squeeze their margins or increase loan defaults. This isn't just a short-term worry, it's a structural risk for the long haul. Regulatory changes in the financial space are always a wild card. Tighter rules on lending or capital requirements could hit regional banks like Horizon harder than the big dogs who've got deeper pockets to absorb compliance costs. Finally, their stock's beta indicates it's got some volatility baked in compared to the market. For long-term investors, this means you might have to stomach some wild swings, especially if broader sector sentiment turns sour. As we wrap up this deep dive into Horizon Bancorp, let's tie it all together with a long-term lens. On one hand, they've got a solid foundation with strong recent financials, a decent dividend, and a community-focused model that builds trust. On the other, their debt load, regional limitations, and competitive pressures are real hurdles that could cap their upside if not addressed. For opportunities, their growth outlook and reasonable valuation make them an intriguing pick. But threats like economic shifts and industry disruption loom large. My take? Horizon Bancorp is a mixed bag, worth considering if you're hunting for a regional bank with steady income potential, but you've got to weigh those risks carefully and keep tabs on how they manage their balance sheet and innovation pipeline. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT breakdown on MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay plugged into our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the full bullet point SWOT on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about Horizon Bancorp's long-term potential? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.